would be very helpful every time you hear the word emptiness. Ask always, empty of what? When you look at a cup and you say, the cup is empty. And you say, empty of what? They may say empty of tea. But when the cup is empty of tea, it might not be empty of other things. When the cup is empty of tea, it is full of air. In order for the cup to be empty, the cup must be there. In order to be empty. And empty of what? Empty of tea, coffee, and in this case, empty of a separate existence. And everything, everyone, is empty of a separated existence. And therefore, to take care of the other is to take care of oneself. To take care of the trees is to take care of oneself. To take care of the river is to take care of oneself. Because a self is made of non-self elements. And when you remember that, there's no danger of using the word self. The meditation on death is the meditation on life itself. When the cloud is about to be transformed into rain, it does not panic like us. Knowing that being a cloud is a wonderful thing, the cloud is also aware of the fact that becoming rain is another wonderful thing. So when the moment comes for the cloud to become rain, it will chant, it will sing happily and becoming drops of water falling on the vegetation, becoming part of the river, penetrating into the earth and become a source of life for many other kinds of beings. It's a very beautiful adventure also. And then sometime later on, it may resume the form of another cloud, snowfield. One autumn morning, I was standing in the upper hamlet of Plum Village, contemplating one beautiful leaf that was about to fall down. The leaf is very beautiful. It has the red color, the yellow color. I was standing there in the meditative mood. I was looking at the leaf and I was questioning the leaf and to see whether the leaf is afraid of falling down to the ground. I hear the leaf saying that it began to appear in spring. It has been on the branch for many, many months. Through spring and summer, it has worked hard in order to nourish itself and the tree. It is now not like in spring. It has done a lot of things in order to nourish the tree, and it could see itself in the tree. Somewhere I read this statement, it takes 30 good leaves to make a good apple. Every one of us would need 30 leaves in order to be a good apple. Build up your sangha, please. And so the leaf has worked hard in order to nourish the tree. And now it's about to fall down. I am not afraid, the leaf said. I am in a tree. I am the tree. This is only a very small part of me. I know that when I fall down, I continue to do my job. And when I decompose myself, I become the soil. I continue to be with the tree. There's no fear. And there, a little bit of wind, and the leaf left the branch, went to the ground, joyfully like dancing.